Vince then got into the Sillies, and the singer in the Sillies at that time was Sheila, and you know, we were just all, you know, good friends. I mean, we all had the same interests. It was just, you know, a real crazy time. And then Sheila moved on. She wanted to move to LA, and God, I forget the bands that she went out there for, but some really influential LA bands. I wish I could remember them right now, because they're really cool ones. The Screamers was one of them, and I forget the other one that she was in. I think mostly the Screamers. But then, you know, of course, there was not the, I mean, Scott was always, you know, a singer in the Sillies, but they always wanted to have a female singer as well. So, you know, Vince just asked me, did I want to do it? And so I said, well, yeah, why not? You know, it's all, you know, just friends anyways.
Yeah.
And it was such a small scene. It wasn't like, you know, I had to worry about being embarrassed that I couldn't really sing or anything. So it was just, you know, a spur of the moment, you know. Yeah.
So
that lasted about 2 years.
Okay. So you were singing, what, were you singing lead on stuff, backup? What did they have you doing?
Yeah, well, yeah, there was kind of like Scott songs and then the Katie songs. So it was lead, okay. Yeah. Well, everyone liked this song called Love You to Death. It was like, you know, the big silly song. Later on, Vince and I wrote a song together called Lunch After Death. Which was actually on the first single.